Ladies and fellows, men, we are back with your favorite duo talking about some bull. But today we're going to be talking about the NBA. B-Rack here, alongside my co-host, Dan Dutton. What's up, bro?
What up? We back, baby.
We're about to get into some shit. So, got the conference finals. We're going to try and make this a somewhat short and sweet one. We got a returning guest, and we got a new one. A new one on the potty, bro. I don't even know if I should be saying it like that, bro. Like,
I'm glad you said it because you hated on me every time I said potty.
I said the potty, bro. Like, that's crazy. Dan, why don't you go ahead and introduce these two?
We got, you know, saying returning back again. He had such a great time. He said, hey, let me get on the next one. I'm saying, oh, Dud, Rob, what up?
What's up, man? Appreciate
Robert.
You. Saying, glad to be back.
Yeah, and you couldn't give, if anybody's going to give an intro for the next guy, it got to be you. I mean, you got, you know, saying, you guys go way back like four flats on a Cadillac.
Rob, bring him in, bro.
Yeah, Dave Roque joining us today. He's where I go to get all my NBA facts. So he fact checks me when I drop some stuff. So glad to have him on here. Called me right away when our other podcast was going on, so had to get him on here.
Let's go. What's up, Dave? What's going on? I'm excited, man. Dave probably heard our shit, and he's like, he hit up Rob, man, these boys out of pocket. I need to get on the next episode.
I had to, man. Rob know that. I couldn't hold it in. I had to.
So I got no something off my chest.
No, this is fun, dude. I'm rubbing my hands right now, bro. I'm ready to get into some shit. All right, so conference finals, we're looking at Miami and Boston on the Eastern Conference, man. What, I mean, they've both been blowouts. Everyone that's won is series tied 2-2. Which way do you guys think this is going? Anybody can start it off.
Go ahead, Dave.
I can start it off. I think this one's going to go 7.
Think so?
I think that, yeah. If I had to pick somebody, I'm going Celtics.
Okay.
Jason Tatum, he did have a bad game 3. Mm-hmm. But he bounced back. And I think that he continues to, you know, showcase the all-NBA first team that he is. And he can hold it down.
Okay, I like it. That's who I want to win, and I mean that's who I'm picking right now currently. I had the 76ers facing the Heat. I don't even know if that's how the bracket even lined up, but that's that's who I had coming out of the Eastern Conference, either one of those two. But I just think Boston at their strongest with, you know, Marcus Smart leading the point guard position. Tatum, I know he had a bad game 3, like you said, but I just, at his peak, when he's on, just nobody can touch him. Him and Jaylen Brown, yeah, they're too good. And they're only 24, dude. Like,
crazy.
It's nuts. So I mean, Rob, who you got? You a Miami boy or?
No, I picked Boston to start this whole conversation. I'm going to stick with them. I think you just seen them being young, and that's why these games have been kind of sporadic and all over the place. But I forget who said it, but somebody said they shouldn't have to get punched in the mouth to respond, and I just feel like that's the mindset of them now. So I feel like they're going to come out and kind of – I still think it goes 7 because the matchups are crazy. I think it's a great matchup, so I do think it goes 7, but I'm still stick with Boston to pull it out.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. I think I did – I said either Boston. Well, I think I had the Bucks going all the way still.
Mm-hmm.
But that was – I think that might have been prior – injury, because I thought he may have came back or not, but he did not. Middleton talking about because he got hurt.
Yeah.
You know who's been a surprise for me too on that Boston team is Al Horford.
He's been stepping up, bro.
He's had a great career, but just the role he plays on that team, he just you know, I heard actually somebody on TV say this, but he's like the Draymond Green. You know, he plays that role for them.
Yeah,
and leader for him. Go ahead, sir.
I was just saying, a good leader for them, being so young, they're still learning how to play the game as a whole unit, and they need that guy. I think it's a great point, Al Horford kind of keeping them focused and playing that Draymond role. Green, that's great. I'm not a Draymond fan, so I don't want to get talking about him, but no, that's
we will soon.
That's a good comparison. No, we won't. Y'all will.
So, I mean, Dan, you ain't standing behind your boy, Tyler Hero? Tyler Bubble Hero?
Listen, all right, for one, the series would be different if they put my man in the starting lineup. He'd a bucket. But
there's a reason why he don't start.
He didn't even play last game. He's hurt. I don't know what's going on with him, man. But listen,
he
said
get hurt
Boston
on the bench. That's why he can't start.
That's tough.
My bad. Go ahead.
That's tough.
My bad. Go ahead.
Are you sure?
I'll give you a chance. Go ahead.
All right, cool. So I said Boston in the beginning also. I said either Boston or the Bucks, I think, are coming out of it. So, no, I'm not going to change my opinion on that. I would love to see a game seven between the two. I feel like that'd be great. That'd be a great game to watch. But yeah, I think Boston wins. I feel like they just have, like, when they're on, there's so many people on that team that can score. I think more than, I mean, you've seen Jason Tatum have a bad game, they lost. But I mean, Rob told me that Miami Boston game, that last game, the starters combined for Miami, what was it, 18 points or something like that?
Yeah. 18 points, yeah.
That is really terrible.
Bad. We actually had a Duncan Robinson sighting too.
Yeah.
Damn, Jimmy Neutron. Yeah,
Jimmy Neutron, brain
dang, get him. Is Jimmy Butler hurt? I know he was out the second half of game three. Did he play
game last one? Game.
Oh, he played.
Yeah, they say his knee's still bothering him. But I mean, bro, I'm shocked, bro. I mean, they got playoff Jimmy buckets. They got the sixth man of the year. Tyler, Miami bubble hero. Like,
so stop putting bubble in his name, bro. He didn't win sixth man of the year in the bubble. He won it in the free world. You know what I'm saying?
And now you're saying you want him to start. I just
listen. I'm not saying that, you know, Miami should win because he's so good. I think Boston is better than Miami as a team. But Tyler Hero's still a bucket, and you hate him, my man, and I don't know why. I think you hate him because you're saying he got a banger song named after him.
Because what?
You got no
Go ahead.
Songs. You got
Go
no
ahead.
Songs.
We know where this is going, but
I'm not doing that to you.
You know
what
you don't
want to
say?
I'm
we
not
ain't
doing
getting
that
canceled,
to you live.
Bro.
I ain't doing
because
that to you
it's
live.
It's false. It's not facts, bro. Man, if he was on John, I thought he was on John Morant status. I thought he was on the level of Trae Young, Luka, and all that.
Oof.
They start.
Oh, no.
That's tough.
I like Tyler Hero over. I don't put John Morant in there, okay, sir?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, we don't want to open up that can of worms or reopen that one.
Listen, on that Miami team, I like that Max Strus. I didn't even know he was on the Bulls a couple years ago.
Me either.
Yeah, I feel like he just walked in the arena this, like, 2 weeks ago, and they're like, yeah, you're doing pretty good. Go ahead and start. Never even heard of that dude.
Yeah, no cap. Yeah, I don't even know who that is, bro. Well, let me that's just me just being an ass. All right, so it's universal. We got Boston winning in seven in a dogfight. So now we're gonna flip the coin. Game four is currently underway. Rob is, you know, sweating looking at his parlay right now between Dallas and the Warriors. So
I don't know what parlay you're talking about.
Yeah, you're right.
That's my parlay.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways, no one's going to listen to this. No one significant's going to listen to this, bro. But anyways, Rob, go ahead, man. You got Warriors bringing out the brooms tonight or what?
Well, here's the first thing I'll say. If they put Draymond Green back on the bench, I think they'll bring out the brooms. If they leave him on the court, I don't know. I mean, I'm just, you know, talking shit, but – I do think Dallas is going to win this game. I think, you know, for the future of their, you know, organization, I think this is going to be just to get one for them is going to be big. So I think they're going to go all out tonight. The problem is, man, if they get hot, like I was watching the first quarter, you know, and they come out and go Golden State's 1-for-7 from 3-point. Like if they can continue to keep that, run them off the 3-point line, I think they're going to definitely win this game. But if they sit back like they did last game, man, let those guys get hot, it will be 4-and-out.
Yeah, I don't know, man. What you think, Dave?
Honestly, I'm a Bulls fan, diehard mm-hmm. Bulls fan, but Golden State might be my team behind that. Mm-hmm. I just think they're so versatile, you know, as far as they could, you know, hit the jump shots from the outside, but then they're showing this year even more. They could take you inside. You know, you got the flasher like Jordan Poole,
mm-hmm.
Looney's grabbing boards. You know, they're so deep too. You know, mm-hmm. so. If the Warriors don't finish it tonight, I think they knock it out in five, you know, in San Francisco.
No, I totally agree. I
man,
mean,
Rob's
I just got
to quit that Draymond hate, though, man.
He does.
Trash,
I mean,
besides the No Script podcast, that's my other favorite podcast, you know. So,
isn't that crazy? He finished a game three later that night. He did an episode of the podcast breaking down that game. That's
dude. I love that he does it.
I love it too.
Me too. I outside of basketball, I think he's fun to listen to. He's a funny guy. I think he's a great character. Actually, he's great for the team. But all I said was he's just replaceable. I think they can replace him with ease. I think if he's on another team, we probably won't even be talking about him at this point. But kudos to him, man. He fits that role. He plays that role well. I don't think there's There's a lot of games, a lot of situations that he does. His decision making, you know, he fits well. Like, there's a lot of, there's only a certain amount of shots that can go up, and when you have a guy that doesn't even want to take a layup, I think that helps. So
I don't think you could replace him with ease. I think he brings something that he brings that heart to that team, man.
No,
he does bring some toughness, yeah, for sure.
He's got intangibles and things that just don't show up on the box score, and the chemistry that I was telling Dan this earlier today, like. It's so hard to win, period, just one chip, and to win that many in a short amount of time and just be back in the finals that many times with the same core group where guys, they've been able to check their egos. There really hasn't been any, like, scandals or turmoil, like, oh, the head, like, they're getting tired of Steve Kerr, the head coach, or whatever the case may be. Like, Clay's really been the only definitive factor where he's had season-ending injuries, like, I think two of the last, like, 4 years or something. So, like, I think a good comparison, Draymond doesn't shoot well, but he's willing to shoot and be aggressive to the paint. Ben Simmons and him aren't really too far off as far as what they bring to the table, but Ben Simmons refuses to shoot. Draymond will at least put himself out there and is willing to do it.
I don't like Ben Simmons' ass either, dude. So they get both kid props and shoes on.
I don't put Ben Simmons on Draymond's level, just with the heart, you know, Draymond brings.
No, but skill set wise, like the ability
I could agree with that skill set.
Yeah. As far as his passing ability and a court vision, for sure.
Ben Simmons may be a little more talented on like the point guard side. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That part I will agree on. So, I mean, I hope the Warriors sweep it. I'm on the side of if they're on the cusp of a dynasty, which I think that part's been done for a while, but they already have multiple chips. I don't want to see, like, okay, if the series was close and Dallas, like, made it to the finals, you know, and they won or whatever. They win one finals, and then the next year I got to watch somebody else win it. Like, I would much rather see guys that have already won chips continue to build their legacy as opposed to a possible one and done. I mean, look at – I love Giannis, but look, they won last year. They got bounced out of the semis this year. I would have loved to see him maybe go back-to-back. Like, I like seeing those legacies being built, not just –
I think he had how many people if Middleton didn't get hurt.
That's what I was going to say. How many people can go do it when their number two's out? And honestly, Middleton's probably the number one when it comes to scoring. Like, they run a lot of offense through him. So
agreed.
I think it's tough. Not many of them.
And in the clutch, too.
Yeah, no doubt.
I totally agree. Yeah, so I'm hoping they just sweep, get some rest, just watch the Heat and the Celtics. Waste energy, dog it out for seven games, and just let's see a great finals.
Dude, I hear you, but I don't think they sweep.
I just don't see it done tonight.
No, dude, the NBA wants more money. It's fucking, they want to do it at home. The TV, they get money for the games being on TV. They don't want to see a sweep, bro.
Yeah, but Steph, Clay, and Draymond might.
That may be true to a certain extent, but I don't know too many guys that go out there and willingly try to lose and play another game because that's not, I mean, to my knowledge, it's not extra money in their pocket. I don't imagine they get paid for an extra game for the playoffs. I don't know if that's how that works.
No, but we're talking about the game being going on currently. I just watched Jordan Poole come three possessions in a row, chuck a dumb three. He's just giving up possessions so Dallas can score because they want that extra game, man. I'm telling you.
Well, I think Clay and Steph will sit down if the game gets out of hand. But if it's close, I think they'll go for it. I think they're cocky enough and good enough and confident enough. I think cocky might be the wrong word, but to go home and win it in front of their fans. I can see them thinking about it. But as competitors, man, we all know, like, as soon as you hit that court, as soon as you hit that field, whatever it is, like, I think a lot of that – I think we as fans think too much into it. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just going out there and balling, like – yeah, I'm gonna do what I can to win a game. So I don't think they will, but I think they'll have a quick pull. I think if they're down by 16, 17 in the third, I can see them playing a little bit less minutes. Or honestly, I don't know. I mean, dude, down 19 and coming back and win that one game, shoot, I don't think anything's safe with those guys. But I do think they'd like to go home and win at home.
Once you're in the mid 30s, too, you know that big word is rest.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure for sure
they'll definitely take that rest.
No doubt,
definitely
if they can get it.
So. I'm pretty sure we all got Warriors and Celtics in the finals. I mean, who you guys got winning?
Warriors 5.
Warriors and 5.
Warriors and 5.
Okay.
I think it's going to be an offensive battle. And I just think when you're going offense versus offense, the Warriors is just the last team you want to see on the other side of that court. And I think that's what it's going to turn into. And I think Warriors in five, get it over with.
Yeah, I also think what helps them, big advantage, is their experience under those lights. Like Boston, they're like, their best players are still young. They haven't got here yet. So this is going to be their first time.
You know, who would get home pressure. Court advantage? Would it be the Warriors or the Celtics?
I don't know what was Boston? Boston was two?
No, I don't think so.
It would go by records.
Miami was one. Oh, it's not. Shoot, I don't know.
Miami was one. I'm trying to look right now.
Boston was 51-31, and Golden State was 53-29. So Golden State.
Go the Warriors way. Damn, dude, that would be a trash travel between games, bro, from Boston to California. Bro.
Coast to coast.
Hell no.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you watch Undisputed at all with Skip and Shannon. I watch it all the time because I think I'm not a huge Skip fan, but they're so – they collab, like, very well. I think, like, their back and forth is so good. But Skip, unfortunately, he's been having to take Golden State's side for this conference finals, and he's just bad. Like, it's hard to tell, like, bro, are you rooting for them to win? Or, like, are you just, like, bashing the hell out of them? Because he always be bringing up that Steph Curry comes up small – in the playoffs and in the finals, and that he's basically trash because of, and he'll always reference, if you ever catch him talk about Steph, he'll always reference games 3, 4, and 5 in the NBA finals when they lost against the Cavs in 16. And he always brings up those games. And then Shannon will always bring up, dude, he's the only person in NBA history in the finals to average 25, 5, and 5 and not have a finals MVP.
He always takes criticism to another level, though. You know what I mean? It's hard to respect him.
Like, Skip is the biggest hater on TV.
He is.
Criticism is at another level. You know what I mean?
Like, but it is wild to me that Steph, like, I get it. Like, you know, KD, whatever. I understand it. Like, he's more of an offensive threat and whatnot. But that 2015 where Andre Iguodala won it, I can understand why he won, because even though LeBron still had crazy, crazy numbers, like, I felt like most of those points weren't as meaningful as when he was getting buckets early in those first three games when they went up 2-1 in the 2015 finals and he was being guarded by whoever else was guarding, probably Harrison Barnes, I think. But yeah, I hope Steph, for his legacy, he wins a finals MVP this year.
I got it. Definitely.
Yeah, that would be my guess. If they win it, they're definitely going to give him the finals MVP. Even, let's just say, even for some reason that series, he's not even the one that balls out. I still think they give it to him just for playing all season before Klay showed up, carrying the team still. The year he should have got it, like how much he's meant to this team over the last handful of years. Like, they're going to give it to him. He deserves it.
Is this the next topic? Are we picking finals MVP?
Yeah, we can finals MVP. I'm going Steph.
Yeah.
I'm going. I say Warriors in 5-2, and I'm going Steph too. They play a beautiful brand of basketball. Just the way they move the ball, the way they move the off the ball. You know, I love watching them play.
Absolutely.
I still say go. I say it goes to 6.
I'm gonna go 6. I'm gonna give Boston a shot.
Yeah. I went 2 at home.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go Draymond Green for the finals MVP.
So we can,
I'm just playing. I'm gonna go Steph. But
hey, I can see it though.
I knew I was gonna get Dave going. But Dave said something about playing a pretty game of basketball. If listening, or even you guys, if you haven't heard that Amon Shepherd interview, and I gotta find it because I don't know what it was on, but he talked
TV.
About. Dude, he talked about.
Dude, like, I like his interviews, bro.
Oh, he is so good. And he just talked about, like, what they talked about in the locker room. Like, whoever loses this or whoever wins this is going to change the way basketball is played.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was just, I never even, like, sat down and really thought about it. But, like, they were two opposite sides of the coin. And they, like, to be able to think about it, like he would say, like, let him shoot that shit. Let him shoot for 40. And then he hitting it. And he's the, you know, Tyrone looking at him like, hey, you want to step up? Like, no, I'm not. I don't. I'm not respecting that shot. But then they kept hitting it over and over. But if you haven't heard that interview, it sounds like most of you guys did. But it was a great interview. Yeah. Other thing, another plug. So I was telling Daniel about this. If you haven't watched I Am Athlete, phenomenal show to watch. It's great. The Kyrie Irving one, because I know he's been through a lot in these last couple years. It was phenomenal. I mean, just what he talked about. I know I'm going completely off script here. No script. I'm doing.
I'm gonna have to check that one out.
But yeah, the I Am Athlete, Kyrie Irving, man, that was
I'm gonna have to check that out for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy to me. Amon Shumpert's not on TV. The way I watched that interview, Rob, on Vlad TV.
Yeah,
and he actually was giving his take on Russell Westbrook that I liked a lot.
Yeah. Do you think he's just too real? Like, he's not censored? Like, do you think that's what they're worried about?
I mean, that's what I like. I like Pat Bev on First Take, too. You know what I mean? I like when they're real.
He was talking themselves. A lot of nonsense, though, too.
That's him, though. I like that.
Yeah.
It's authentic.
Yeah,
you know what I
mean? Yeah, you can be out of pocket. Yeah. You can be uncensored. I mean, it doesn't be out of pocket.
He out of pocket. He out of place.
Sheesh. Yeah, I like Iman Shumpert's breakdown of a lot of different basketball topics. I got to watch the Russell Westbrook one where he talks about it. I haven't heard that one yet.
I'll check that out.
I don't think I could. I'm not going to give Pat Bev any type of compliments about anything. But it's cool, man. Let's keep.
I like the way he plays the game. But
we'll just keep telling our listeners to go elsewhere for their basketball. That's cool, man.
My bad. you see what I did though? No script. I kind of just went somewhere else.
No, you did. There's much appreciated.
And then you know. Maybe those guys will come over and watch yours. You know what I'm saying? We're just trying to get your name out there a little bit.
Hey, yeah, no BS, though. Dan, make sure you take the bit where Rob said Draymond Green Finals MVP. Make that a TikTok and tag him in it, please.
Yeah, I'm going to chop a bunch of stuff Rob said where it's him talking about somebody else being really good. But then you say Draymond Green's going to be MVP.
Yeah.
I'm going to chop all of that.
I'll say this, though. Him. I don't hate him. Like, there's some players that I can't stand. I give him shit. No, I don't even hate Pat Bev, but I give him shit because I feel like nobody gives Draymond Green shit. But and he's the first one to like run his mouth. He makes a layup and he's screaming. It's like, dude, like
I'm sure the fans do.
You make a layup. Like, come on, dog. Like, but I'm saying like in the media, I'm saying stuff like that. But no, I ain't mad at him. I liked him when he was at Michigan State. So I mean, his attitude. It's crazy that I don't like him because the way he plays is like the people I like to watch. He plays with such passion and like he loves the game and he's a bulldog to his teammates. I mean to people that are like messing with his teammates, like he's first in the mix. Yeah. And it's like I love people like that. I don't
you like Joakim Noah back in the day, did you?
Man, Noah Joakim was a bum, dude.
Oh, he played with Noah in the way.
Bum.
All right, bro. Like
I want to hop on this Draymond hate train too. So for one, I'll tell you why. I'm not like Rob where I'm like, yeah, he's good. I don't hate him. Nah. He's on my first team all hate because he is.
he'd be a great center. He'd be a great center.
I honestly don't like he fits in the system perfectly. Like Rob said earlier, if outside the system, I don't see like him being a great position player. I mean, he plays this. He got lucky to me, but also we're plugging other things. My man definitely needs to hit up Robo and Just Go Ball to get his shot fixed because
yes,
he shoots like he got a damn backpack on. It's just ugly.
I thought we were talking about Joakim Noah.
No, we're talking about Draymond. Go there too. Yeah, he needs to go there too. But Draymond. And then why also I hate him a little less than I used to. But like, remember those years where he was out there practicing karate? I mean, how many people did he kick in the nuts in the playoffs? He was out there.
I mean, bro.
Danielson out there, dude.
He was young, dude. He's just
that was just the role he was playing.
Yeah, he was learning body control over the years, bro.
Yeah,
he was on that Dennis Rodman vibe, you know what I mean?
For sure.
Come on.
But he owns it, though. He owns it. I don't feel like he goes out here and tries to act like somebody's not. Damn.
He tell you sit to the dojo, man. Get out of here with that.
Yeah, man. I don't get it. But that's why I love the Warriors even more because, like, I can't recall another team or group of players that have been together this long. And everybody can say, like, oh, Steph probably wouldn't be the same player if he didn't have such and such, or it was in a different system, or same thing with Clay. I mean, you could say that about all of them, but I love that they're all together and we won't ever have to know that. And I pray to God, if they're able to, they all retire as Warriors because I don't want to see them in another uniform.
It's like the Spurs with Manu, Parker, and Duncan, and with Pop, you know, as Kerr. Just like they got that winning culture, and They're surrounding themselves with different players, but the system still works. You know what I mean?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you kind of see that with Jordan Poole. You know, he's getting slowly inserted there.
Oh, so I like him.
I love Jordan Poole. My fear is that he's going to ball out so much, and Clay, if his ass can't stay healthy, they're going to end up shitting his ass out. But it's like, I don't want them to get old. I mean, because they're clearly getting older, and I don't want them to ship off somewhere else. And then, you know, maybe they start playing bad, or obviously they're not going to be the same Warriors players. So everyone can say, well, I told you guys, see, they ain't the same players. Well, motherfucker, first, they're a little bit older. And two, like, yeah, well, I mean, you thought they were just going to play like that forever?
I think Steph or Clay would be fine no matter where they go. Like Steph, it will be fine. I think Draymond is the one. I don't think he'd be successful.
Draymond, good, bro.
That jump shot stays with you.
I just watched him just get swatted by freaking Keebler, bro. He just got swatted by Keebler,
bro. The guy, he's not the freaking elf.
Ah, dude, he's Keebler, dude. Max Keeble's big move out here. Just got swatted by him.
What's the score? I haven't even looked.
It currently is 55-40 going Dallas's way.
I think Steph and Clay's game, though, it'll last, you know, basically till they want to let it last. Like Ray Allen's game lasted until he was like 40, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. He played like a role of 20 minutes or something like that with the Miami Heat, still hitting big shots. You know, that jump shot stays with you.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, he's got better like fine wine.
So I'm looking at the All-NBA teams as we're creeping up to halftime in that basketball game that I just saw. I don't know, like, what would you dispute on this list between, like, All-NBA first and second team?
Can you read them off?
So first team got Giannis for your forward. Mm-hmm. You got Luka and D-Book as your guards. Tatum's the other forward, and Jokic the center.
What we got for second?
Second team would be Joel Embiid is your center. Your guards are Morant and Curry. Your forwards are Durant and DeRozan. Is there anybody you would switch?
To be honest, I think it's disrespectful to have LeBron on the third when he's in his 19th season. He averaged 30 points a game.
Yeah.
He didn't have some – you know, I talked to Peeps about this too. We were going over some of his accomplishments, and he said the biggest one that he's seen from this year is in his 19th year, how old he is, to average 30 points an entire season. So it's not like he had – yeah, he had a couple 50-point games. You know,
handful. Well, how many games did he play, though?
Enough?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not like he played, like, 10 games and scored 30 points. Like, he played enough.
As I look through this list of the teams that these players play for – the Lakers did not make the playoffs, and to be honest, as much as I love LeBron and I thought he had one of his best statistical seasons ever, I don't think the fact that he did it at a later year in age is a qualifier for these stats. Just like if someone was 20 years old, it's not – I mean, or if someone was 6'2", like, man, you see what this guy's doing at 6'2"? Okay, well, like, is he putting up great numbers as an overall hooper? Or just because of his height or his age.
His team didn't even make the play-in.
So even it's still 30 points a game?
That's fine, but did he – I don't think he had a better season than DeMar DeRozan, and their team made the playoffs. And
I was just going to ask you to read off DeRozan's stats. If you have
I don't have him in front of me.
How clutch he was this year too, bro. He was super clutch.
No, he had a lot of clutch. He was hot.
Yeah, he was clutch for like 2 weeks.
And they battled injuries too, and he was carrying that team.
Absolutely. And their team probably would have performed better in the playoffs if they don't lose Lonzo. And I know we're talking about team stats and stuff.
Yeah,
like
for sure.
So regular season, shot 50% from the floor with 27.9 points a game, five rebounds, and a little under five assists.
So is any of that over LeBron's? I'm just curious. I don't know.
I don't know. No. Well, we already know it's not points because LeBron had 30. Excuse me. No, LeBron averaged 30, 8, and 6 with 52% shooting.
All right. So if this is all team and these are individual players, we're looking at an individual player, not what their team did for the season, where you're looking at him as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he below?
Because their team didn't make the playoffs.
It's not a team.
His individual stats were not impactful enough to elevate the team to the playoffs.
What was the record?
the Lakers record, it was severely under 500. Severely under 500 for sure.
And what was the Bulls?
16.
Six.
I know, but wait till these. I want to hear these records real quick.
Hold on.
I mean, he battled injuries too. I mean, but you know, on the Bulls, and DeRozan still took them to the playoffs. And I'm a LeBron fan, but I'm stating facts.
They were 46 and 36, and they were the sixth seed. Yeah. The Lakers were 11th in their conference and finished 33 and 49.
That's tough. I got it. We just got to figure out what we're weighing in. But
right.
I'll tell you, the changes I would make for that first team, I'd rather have Embiid over Joker. Embiid was my MVP. And then
it's a good argument.
I would take Booker off, and I put Ja Morant on first team.
I'd give you that. I'd give you that.
You wouldn't put Steph up there instead?
Nah, I put Ja.
I like it.
I like Ja Morant. Ja had a better regular season for sure. Joker and Embiid, like, they flip flop back and forth for me. I mean, I think team wise and ball movement, I probably would want Joker on the team over Embiid, but Embiid.
Yeah, I'd take Joker over team. I agree with that.
What Embiid can do on the offense and just like his moves, they're crazy.
I'm going off this year, you know, with Embiid. I understand, you know, the Nuggets didn't have Jamal Murray and Michael Porter. But the Sixers, they didn't have Ben Simmons all year. Then halfway through the season, he has to learn how to play with Harden. And he James still Harden's got them in the playoffs as a top team. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't see how he wasn't MVP.
I agree. I totally agree.
Yeah, I can't disagree for sure.
And then the NBA third team, if anyone's curious. Karl-Anthony Towns is the center. Then you got LeBron and Pascal Siakam as the forwards, and you got CP3 and Trae Young as your guards. I'm sorry, dude. I'm not a huge Trae Young fan, man.
Me neither.
When I watch him, I feel like he tries too hard to be Steph 2.0, and I think his all-time three-point shooting percentage is god awful. He led the league in turnovers this year. Him and Russell Westbrook. And it's bad.
Shout out to Westbrook for leading the league in turnovers, constantly in the top three in this last decade, probably.
We don't talk about those times. I'm sad, dude. I'm a Lakers fan, bro, and just Kobe's shaking his head hard right now, man. He just, you know, that and Jimmy Kimmel. Like where he saw them boys win one game, and then like Jimmy Kimmel was like, "Is that if you were there on the team, would they be acting like that?" And Kobe just looks at the camera, just didn't even say nothing.
That's all time response. That's an all time response right there.
And that's that one thing with Shumpert that he says in that Vlad TV interview is that Westbrook gets a lot of the blame, but he should, because at the end of the day, if AD was healthy, it would have been a different story with the Lakers, and Westbrook was just on that team to compliment them too.
Mm-hmm. Right,
you know what I mean?
Agreed.
So I guess at the end of the day, the things that made Westbrook good on other teams with role players, they didn't necessarily have those role players there because there was the assumption of if LeBron, AD, and Westbrook are healthy, these are the three heavy hitters, and no one should be able to touch them. So I guess they didn't really have the funds to kind of build with worst case scenario, Russ is there for every game, and the other two aren't really there. But
correct. And Westbrook had to learn how to play with LeBron, you know, not having the ball in his hands all the time, too.
And I feel like he didn't do a very good job of that.
Who?
Yeah.
Westbrook. I feel like he was still, like, I expected him to slow up a little bit and not be so, like, head down. Like, when you play like that, when you got nobody else on your team, sure, like, sprint coast to coast and try to get a bucket. And like,
that's his game, though.
Yeah, but exactly. You know? But if you come to L.A., you want to win. He wants to win. Obviously, you're playing with LeBron, one of the greatest players of all time. And if you're messing it up, I've literally watched some of his games where he's head down, running, he gets to the cup, jumps. He doesn't have that. Yeah, he's getting a little older. A few years changes somebody a lot. So he doesn't have that like crazy explosiveness that he used to have. So he jumps up and then he's looking to pass and it's too late by then.
Yeah, he's definitely not the player he was. But
I feel like he puts his head down and just goes in too much. I mean, you're taught to dribble with your head up, and I feel like he doesn't do that sometimes, and it costs possessions.
Yeah, I don't know what they're gonna do over there, man. You know,
I said
season on 2K and trying to figure it out for them.
Do you think they move AD?
Shoes on there.
What's up? Do you think they move AD?
Nah.
You don't think so? Do you want them to?
If I'm a Lakers fan?
Yeah.
No.
I'm a Lakers fan, and I don't like – first of all, we're strapped for cash. Like, if we want to move Westbrook, we have to give up 2026 or 2027 first-round pick that they don't want to do. And, like, AD just can't stay healthy. And then when he is out there, like, he just – bro, correct me if I'm wrong, but he looks soft. Like, he's not as aggressive as I just envision him to be. And as he gets older, I don't expect him to just be this, like, dominant, aggressive player. Because that's what I was hoping he would be after they won the chip. Like, okay, LeBron, he's going to take maybe a little bit of a lesser role and pass this torch to AD because AD's a little bit, you know, younger and stuff like that. Like, but it just never happened. And this dude just can't stay on the court.
No, so, he doesn't have that player from Chicago toughness that you expect.
Maybe he needs to come back home.
From to Chicago? New Orleans?
Or Chicago.
Is he from Chicago?
He's from Chicago.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that, man. I was going to say, they open a team, expansion team in Kentucky? Or? Man. Well, dude, we're going to have Dave back for the NBA Finals analysis, like mid-finals.
Definitely.
This whole crew back, dude. We're going to have to do it again.
Yeah, so, for sure.
Yeah, is it still halftime right now?
Just started halftime.
Started halftime, so...
Yeah, Luka went to the locker room. They're up, but he's looking frustrated. Steph gave him a look like, all right, we'll see next quarter. So it's going to be an interesting second half for sure.
They've lost every third quarter. Through these first three games, 62-47. I'm telling you, the Warriors go on a run.
All right. I'm putting that on my FanDuel right now.
What?
That they're going to win the third quarter.
Oh.
I put my savings on it, so if you're wrong, I'm going to be upset.
I don't offer financial advice, man. That's all on you.
And, hey, I got it. You said it. Taking it to the bank.
All right, bro. Well, I think we got everything covered. So far, just a little recap of the Eastern and Western Conference Finals. You know, we got Warriors and Celtics hopefully making it through the trenches with the Warriors hosting that trophy, that Larry O'Brien, if you will. So, we got anything else that we want to add before we sign it off here, fellas?
I appreciate you both for having me. I love what you guys are doing. Continue doing what you're doing too, man.
Appreciate that, man.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Fun having you on, man, and definitely I want this same core again, and damn, dude, it'd be dope if we got either Zach Robo or Peebs on for the finals at a fifth voice in here and see how hot it can get in here, how heated it can get.
Oh man,
see what we can do.
I don't know. So, all right, fellas, it's been a good one. So we about to let these people go. This has been a No Script Podcast.
We out.
Still screaming. Yeah. Still
scheming.
Let's go.
W.
All right, cool. We good.
Rob, you cold outside? Good one.
No, it feels great.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, Dave, what's up, dude? You still been working out at Anytime Fitness or what?
Nah, I've been going to the Y.
The Y. Out in where? Crown Point?
Yeah, but also I've been going to Omni, too, because that's a YMCA. So you get in both.
Oh, no shit?
Yep.
Nice, dude.
So, working out with a dude from work. How are you?
So out here in North Carolina, the only
North Carolina.
Yeah, I've been here since January, bro.
Oh damn, good for you.
Yeah, I moved out here and took a travel physical therapy job, so it's been cool here. But the only gym that's like close to me, it's like a couple minutes away, is just LA Fitness. So I mean, it's like any other LA Fitness you've seen. There's a couple small family-owned gyms, but the hours are kind of shoddy, and LA Fitness is just—it's convenient. They have a sauna there when it works.
Yeah.
But it's cool here, man. I love it out here.
That's dope, man.
So,
man, what y'all doing over there?
Yeah, right. I mean, we're still
breaking glass.
Oh no, I'm good. It feels good outside.
Feels good breaking glass. What are you doing?
No, I just opened the door.
Open the door. Oh, you got the jingle bells on the door.
Yeah, yeah, I can't do. I'm telling you this. I can't do this podcast without my computer next time because I took an L on that DeRozan LeBron and I don't feel good about it.
What do you mean?
Wait,
I gotta figure some stats out of something.
Oh yeah,
because DeRozan don't belong on that shit over LeBron. But I just ain't have anything. I couldn't.
You didn't have any stats in front of you.
Bro, he really does, though, bro. I'm going to be real. I like LeBron, but he does.
I hear you, but if it's an individual statistic, he doesn't beat him in anything.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said. Ain't nobody come back me up.
Bro, he had all these clutch shots. Come on, bro.
Yeah, two. In the same
week, that was it. He had a lot of game-winning buckets.
Like four.
Two more than LeBron.
He had two. In the same week, and they're like, oh, my God, clutchest player to put a Bulls jersey on since Jordan.
That's why I went to my computer, because
– What was the stretch that he had where he dropped over 30 a game for, like, I think 2 weeks straight? And it was, like,
he
eight
was balling
games or something.
This year, bro.
LeBron dropped 250-pointers.
You don't even have to say that. You just said it. He did 30-point games for, like, a couple weeks. LeBron did it for the full year. That's why his average was 30.
But bro. his points were impactful. That's the argument, though. So, like, Luka Doncic, last game, he dropped 40, and most of them were during, quote-unquote, garbage time in the fourth quarter. So anybody that didn't watch the game would have been like, man, Luka was balling. He had a great game. He dropped 40. Wonder why they lost. But they would have watched the whole game and been like, oh, well, those fucking – half those points didn't even really matter.
So, Brian, you're telling me LeBron's getting his points in garbage time?
No. I'm saying that the argument is if you're just going based off just bold-faced statistics for face value – it doesn't always tell the whole story. That's why I'm saying DeMar DeRozan's points were more impactful that led to team wins that got them to the record that positioned them in the playoffs, and they would have been positioned higher if it wasn't for injuries. LeBron's didn't do that. Like, the injuries definitely hurt them a lot more, but LeBron had to score those points to get them to where they needed to, but it all was for a losing effort. You know, they were the 11th in the conference out of 16 teams. So,
And then you want to talk about streaks, right? Okay, I got some streaks for you.
Keep it recording.
Oh yeah, we recording still.
Part two.
You can make these bits, bro. I don't care.
I'll tell you right now. Okay, 35 point games. LeBron had five in a row. 30 point games. He had seven in a row.
Okay,
so he's talking about DeRozan having a good 2 weeks. Cool. LeBron did the same shit. But the thing is, LeBron's been doing this for 19 years. So when he does it, nobody cares. DeRozan's been up north getting bullied by LeBron his whole career. So now they finally came to the U.S. He does something decent. They're like, oh, yeah. I mean, you got anytime the Bulls do anything good, the NBA loves it because it's the home of Michael Jordan, the greatest player to ever touch the court. So,
yeah,
they're not in the office like, man, LeBron did this in year 19. We got to give it to him. Like,
no, that's no doubt. Because he's been doing it for 19 years. It's nothing new.
That's not.
I'm going to give him that. And that's why he got a 13.
So, when I
what
just.
What did DeRozan do when he was in the West? Can you pull those stats with San Antonio?
Nothing.
They
was trash. Oh,
okay.
Okay. I just gave you an answer.
Trash
he was
first
trash.
Team, bro.
He was trash. He did
but
not
LeBron was just on a trash Lakers team.
Yeah, and they didn't make
that's
the playoffs.
Fine.
They put two extra
neither did DeRozan.
In the playoffs. He still ain't make it.
I'm saying neither did DeRozan.
DeRozan made 16.
So what was his stats? I'm saying what was his stats in the West?
Okay, but he didn't make
NBA last year.
Yeah, DeRozan didn't make any teams.
But that's what I was just saying when you're talking about individual statistics. What LeBron did in the West, what DeRozan did in the West. Okay. And if you want to have this argument about who's better East and West, we can start us a new podcast and we can do that too.
Okay, so I'll already chop it down for you. So DeRozan did nothing in the West, so what was his return on investment? He did not get in any NBA, all NBA votes at all. So there we go. That's already been squashed. LeBron balled out in the West, okay?
He didn't ball out. You just said he didn't.
No, I just said he balled out.
Yeah, he did.
He balled out statistically, individually. what did that do for their team? If you look at every person that's all from 1 through 3, all NBA teams, look at the teams and where they're seated and where they're placed. Mm-hmm. Where's LeBron's team at?
Because like this isn't a
so it's a team. It's a team award. No, it's a team
no,
award.
No, it's then. Not a team award. Yeah, I mean, they have to. I'm saying his points weren't impactful enough to elevate the team.
I mean, you keep saying team, but it's not a team accolade. But you keep using the word team. What the team did?
Who got MVP
his
this year?
The team.
So
what?
When
Jokic?
What did they do?
MVP
bounced.
He bounced first round.
They made the NBA playoffs.
They made the playoffs.
I know, but how can they the had a good year. Player in the league? You gave him the he best statistically. They gave him an award that was based off not team, just him, right?
Most valuable.
Most valuable player, and he got bounced first round.
Okay. They don't take playoffs into consideration. That's a regular season award.
But what you're saying, so
next
so
one.
All the what was their seed though?
Sixth, I think, because the Warriors were third.
Yeah,
sixth. Yeah, sixth seed.
So they were sixth seed. They gave him the best player in the league, and they didn't take into a fact that he was sixth seed.
But he had Michael Carter or Jamal Murray, bro.
And he had the highest
none of those
PR.
Michael played AD.
He had the highest PR in NBA history.
Bro, that's his number 2 and 3 option.
Oh my
God. And they still
I gave you reasons.
I would take AD over both of them.
AD can't even stay on the court.
So would I.
That's what I'm saying. You're talking about two people down. I'm saying the one person down over here is a bigger impact.
Bro, but
will
this
we
dude
disagree
still took him to the playoffs.
I hear you. I'm just confused. Is it like is
there's nothing confusing about it?
Single person reward or award or is it a team? I'm confused.
My opinion, I agree with Brian. It's how impactful you are with your team as well too.
For MVP,
so, yes,
for
absolutely.
First
for
team,
MVP.
Second team, third team.
Oh my God!
It's not. There is no. Oh my God! It is an individual award. But damn, he's not playing 1 against 5 when he's out there on the court. So
nobody is.
His points have to impact something. It has because when you listen to any of the voters that happen to talk on any of these sports shows, mm-hmm. they will tell you that what were they able to do for their team? Did they get them to the playoffs? Because all the voting stops during the regular season. The playoffs, there is no consideration for that. Whether it be MVP or all NBA. So it was what were they able to do for their team, even though it's an individual accolade. So when Russell Westbrook, even though the team was trash, one, he was putting up historic numbers that no one else was doing since Oscar Robinson, but he was able to drag that trash ass team to the playoffs. So that even swayed the voters' thoughts even more. Like we have to give it to him because he not only put up these historic numbers, but this team that had no business being in the playoffs made it there.
You're talking about for MVP?
Yes, for his MVP season. Yes.
Yeah, I agree. I do think it's the most impactful player for MVP.
And you can make an argument for almost any of these guys. I mean, you take Joel Embiid off the Sixers. Are they the same team? Like Jokic? Are they the same? But, I mean, that's the glory of sports, I guess. You can speculate and argue up and down about it the entire time. And I guess not one point's more right than the other, but – I mean, I'm not really too caught up on LeBron being all team, like all third team. Like, I'm glad he made a team. Like, so, I mean, his stats weren't for nothing. Like,
no, it was just a debate on a person that was second team. And if it's...
Rob and LeBron just the same age, so he wants to support LeBron. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. No doubt.
No, I feel it.
I think we're all the same. All that. A lot of them.
All that. I will say, I don't know.
I'm too much older than you?
I would say, I would argue more, instead of DeRozan, Kevin Durant. I don't know if Kevin Durant, like, maybe him dragging that team into the playoffs, even though at one point they were the number one seed early in the season, if that swayed their decision. But I don't know, statistically, did Kevin Durant play that much better than LeBron James to be the second best forward in the league?
I mean, he took them to the playoffs without Kyrie, you know, most of the year too, though.
True.
Kyrie played more than Harden.
I'm just asking.
Was anybody on Miami on the All Pro team?
No.
Man, not even Jimmy Buckets.
No, because
because we just keep talking about how your seeding is going to matter whether you make it or not, and they're a one seed with nobody.
No superstars. No one's ever classified Jimmy Butler as a superstar.
Nobody's ever classified DeRozan as a superstar. I've never heard anybody say that.
But he can be on his team.
That's what we do, baby.
All right, so yeah, Durant didn't really have that. I mean, his numbers are slightly below LeBron James's.
I wasn't even thinking about Durant, honestly.
That's cool, man. It's just, he's been getting these first teams for so long, they just get tired of voting for him. Like, fuck, LeBron again, bro. Let's give somebody else. Voted for Teague. That's all it is.
I mean, he's been on the – I mean, you're really arguing between second and third team. So, I mean, if you really care about LeBron, you'd be arguing for first team. But so,
no, there's a part of being realistic. I don't think he's first.
No, I don't think he's first either.
Yeah. He didn't, so I wouldn't argue that if I didn't think it was realistic.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know.
All right, it's been a No Script Podcast bonus content.
Yeah, some extended uncut.
Damn, that might have been just as long as the actual podcast.